Nolte, Captain America Star Tells Europe Captain America Shouldn't Represent America. By John Nolte on January 28, 2025. The Disney grooming syndicate handed the Captain America franchise to a star who doesn't believe Captain America should represent America. This is a kind of Dixie Chicks moment because the idiot did it overseas in Italy. Due to extensive reshoots, Captain America: Brave New World's budget is reported to have hit something like $400 million. The sequel hits theaters in about 2 weeks and arrives after Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania and the Marvels tanked. Nevertheless, here is America's new Captain America. Anthony Mackie, making it clear that he does not believe that a character named Captain America who is also a veteran of the U.S. Air Force, should represent America. Captain America represents a lot of different things and I don't think the term America should be one of those representations, said Mackie. It's about a man who keeps his word, who has honor, dignity, and integrity, someone who is trustworthy and dependable. You can hear the disdain in Mackie's voice when he says the term America, and then he goes on to list a number of virtues as though they are not American virtues. If Captain America doesn't represent America, why is he called Captain America? Or is that now his dead name? If he doesn't represent America, why the red, white, and blue uniform? What's next? Black Panther doesn't represent black people? Ant-Man and Aunt May don't represent ants? X-Men don't represent Twitter? I don't blame Mackie for this. He's an actor. Obviously, no one explained to him what drives and motivates Captain America because the Marvel Disney people similarly believe Captain America should not represent America. The reason for this is simple: Marvel and Disney and Anthony Mackie hate America and Americans and see themselves as above America and Americans. To them, America is a joke, Americans are rubes. They especially hate how our superstitious beliefs in things like rugged individualism, individual liberty, that all countries, including America, should put their country first, and basic moral decency, all get in the way of their globalist designs and degenerate desire to sexualize our children. And then we have the gall to not buy tickets to their grooming movies or subscribe to their grooming streaming services. That's what really makes them angry. We dare to disagree with them. We refuse to worship them. We hide our children from them. Above all, we criticize, mock, and ridicule them. And they hate us for it, and they hate our country. And they especially hate us for voting for Donald Trump. Disney is not accidentally ruining every beloved brand it touches. From Captain America to Star Wars to Indiana Jones to Snow White. Disney is deliberately destroying these brands. Hate cannot create. Hate can only destroy. They hate us so much that they take great pleasure in destroying what is meaningful to us. You might ask, don't profits mean anything to these corporations? The answer is simple, no, they don't. Look at who we are dealing with. People who expose little kids to transsexuals, homosexuality, drag queens, and transvestites. How much lower does it get than sexualizing little kids? Money means nothing to child-abusing perverts. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.